Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. I've been giving quite a bit of thought to why I'm so fascinated by what I do and why it means so much to me. And so far, and this thought process might be not completely over, I think it's because it's very hard to change your life, your interaction with your life, if you don't understand where it comes from, if you don't see the patterns, if you don't acknowledge what you've been doing to create the circumstances. Now, I've mentioned a few times that I was in an abusive relationship years ago, and I don't do that because I want to play the victim. I'm sharing this because I learned so much from it. It sparked my interest. It's where I started. I remember when I got out of that relationship, making a pledge to myself that I would never allow that to happen. But in order to never allow that to happen, I needed to understand my part in the dynamics, because otherwise I would do the same thing in the next relationship and the next relationship, because the one thing that I take with me wherever I go is me. What I learned from that experience was that I allowed it to happen. I was as much complicit in what happened because I allowed it when I didn't have to. And that's not to say that everyone who's in an abusive relationship is in the same situation as I was. This was my unique situation and my lesson to learn. But the reason I'm sharing all of this, because it sounds a little bit serious and heavy, but actually the reason I'm sharing this is because I've been playing with something recently, and it's that things are easy. Because one of the beliefs that I've carried with me through life, and what happens, sorry, I'm kind of jumping around a bit. Let me go back a step. So part of these programs, beliefs, part of our ego, this personality that we create in order to survive in this world, a lot of it we take from the earliest influences in our lives, from our parents, our caregivers, those that have influenced us and situations we found ourselves in. And if you don't, this is something that someone taught me years ago, if you don't deal with your own stuff, then you pass it on to your children. And I'm sure that if you look at your parents closely, you will see similarities to the way that you handle situations. Maybe you like to blame people. Maybe you go into the world and if something confronts you, you push back and you attack it. Not necessarily physically, but sort of energetically. Maybe you're somebody who avoids confrontation and you've learned that from your caregivers, your parents, whoever it was that influenced you early on in life. But we pick these things up, and generation after generation, we live them. Unless we choose to change, unless we choose to see it for what it really is and step out of that illusion of this is who I am. And as I said, so what I've been playing with recently, which is kind of, I find a bit fun, is what would it be like if things were easy? So one of the beliefs that I've held from my early childhood is that life is hard, that life is tough, and you know, bad things happen and you've got to struggle and it's hard. But that isn't a really nice way to enjoy life. Life isn't enjoyable when things are always hard. So I've been playing with what would it feel like if it was easy? And I've spoken about, I think a few weeks ago, about how we can use a question to step into a new possibility. And I'll stick a link to that show in the notes below. And so I've been using this particular question, and it's amazing how things shift and change. And I can feel there's like a knot inside of myself that is almost scared to allow things to be easy, but I can feel my own resistance to it. And that means I know it comes from me, that I'm the one that makes things hard. And the beauty in seeing that is that I know that I can choose to experience it differently. Because if I'm the one that makes it hard, I can let go of that and I can allow things to be easy. Wouldn't life be amazing if things were easy? And for some people, they are. Some people breeze through and have all amazing opportunities. I must admit, I can't complain because I have actually had some quite amazing opportunities, even though I have an underlying belief that life is hard. But I can see how these wonderful opportunities come sometimes, and how sometimes, not always, I have had some, you know, explored some amazing things, but sometimes if I'm not in the right space, I can block them. So yes, it's a bit of a long rambling one today, but if you find that life is hard and difficult, maybe you too could ask yourself, what would it feel like for this to be easy? And the way that you use that question is that whenever you feel life is hard, is you ask yourself in that moment, what would it be like if this was easy? What do I need to let go of to make this easy? And it's always a belief, it's always a resistance. There's always something in you that you can let go of to allow something to be easy. What would I do if life was easy? How would I live if life was easy? There's so many wonderful exploratory questions, but your questions can't have a yes or no answer. They've got to be a question that you really step into. And you have to feel the question to really live it and to start changing how you think. I hope you've enjoyed this. Have a fabulous week ahead. So much love from me to you. Oh, sorry, one step back. As usual, loads of stuff in the show notes. Link to my free course, The Happiness Boost, link to my website where you can find me for coaching or team coaching if you're interested. And oh, and all my connections on social media and everything else. Now I can say goodbye. Have a fabulous week and so much love from me to you. Bye-bye.